All right, so this story broke yesterday, Ken Rosenthal on The Athletic, about sign stealing in baseball and electronic sign stealing in baseball. And Houston is the main character in this, the Astros being the main characters in this, that they had cameras in the stands, they had different signals that they were giving to their players when they were stealing signs. Stealing signs has been happening forever.
Yeah, just when you throw in the term electronic.
Yeah, yeah. It's new age.
It makes it that much worse.
Yeah, it's like a WikiLeaks type of operation. To chat about that, amongst some other things, here is longtime MLB pitcher, MLB network analyst, the pride of British Columbia,
yes,
Ryan Dempster. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How are we doing this evening?
We're doing well. We're fascinated with this story. As a pitcher yourself, how often did you feel like other teams were stealing your signs?
From time to time, for sure. Whether that's somebody on second base relaying it in. I was smart enough to understand that playing with guys who were very good at, whether you were tipping or a catcher was lazy, you know, opening his leg and you're at first base to be able to steal second, or maybe not going through a good sequence when you have a runner at second base. To be able to do that. So I was always kind of aware of it. I just, it's always just kind of been a part of the game and understood that, hey, the guys might be doing this and you got to come up with more creative ways to do that. But this is taking it to a whole another level, yet something I'm not surprised at all about.
Can you take us through the process of what was going on in Houston, how complex it was and how it would filter from a camera to the bench, to the players, and then ultimately to the hitter after that?
Yeah, I'm still reading and finding out details exactly what was going on, but there appeared to be some sort of quick electronic system that would get the pitch. They would find a sequence and find and understand and know what pitch was coming and relay that, and then that would get into the dugout, and then those guys would figure out a way, whether that was whistling, clapping, banging a trash can, whatever it was, to be able to get that relayed to the hitter. And, you know, when you start opening up the dugouts to putting iPads in dugouts and Apple Watches, all these kind of things, and the reality is that stuff like that's going to happen. Everybody's always been looking for an edge, you know, from way back when Ty Cobb was sharpening his spikes, take a guy out of second base, guys greasing the ball up or scuffing the ball and batters corking their bats or guys taking steroids. It's always been something guys have been trying to do, and you have to figure out a way to combat that. And now you live in an electronic age where you can find out information very, very quickly and pass that along, and some teams are a step ahead on that kind of stuff.
With Ryan Dempster, can you take us through the process of when you're on the mound and how you pick up that someone is stealing your signs? In other words, you know, if a guy goes down and gets a pitch and you're like, there's no way he should have hit that, like, is that what it is? How would you know, okay, these guys know what's coming here?
Yeah, I think it's, I don't think it's necessarily one instance. You know, sometimes that just happens, right? A guy sitting on a certain pitch and he gets it, or a guy, you know, gets lucky, or he just happens to be taking and he spits on a really good slider or changeup in the dirt. You're like, what, how'd you take that? I think it's an accumulative thing. So as it happens and goes along in the game, you, your catcher, your pitching coach, your manager, guys on the bench, like, hey, they got something. Something's going on. So there's ways to combat that. And simple ways that I've never understood, and it was a thing that I did throughout my career that I learned from guys, was go with no sign. Have a relationship with your catcher. You and your catcher have eye contact with each other. That minute that hitter looks down to the third base coach or somebody, Have some sort of touch sign on your body, where you rest your glove, how you stand facing them, where you look, things you can do. And when that catcher just gives you a nod back, why do we need to put down a sign? That's the thing. Have a meeting and go up there and go and fastball down and away, slider down away, fastball down and away, and go from there. Well, I just don't understand why it gets so complex. You can throw seven signs out there and, you know, touch your chest guard, your knee guard, go touch it to let you know which sign. To me, that just seems like there's a much more easy solution, and that's to have that kind of that really good relationship with your battery mate to be able to have some sort of plan that way.
It seems like everybody's quick to jump on the Houston Astros because of what happened in the playoffs, but are we naive to think that there's got to be more teams that have been doing this? There's probably teams destroying software right now, aren't they? They can't be the only team.
No, I don't think they're the, I don't believe they're the only team. I mean, what's crazy when I looked at it was the splits, the home road splits during the 2017 playoffs were pretty remarkable. I mean, you're talking about guys hitting, you know, 450 at home and 110 on the road. So it definitely played a factor, but there's got to be other teams out there that are or have been and are in mad panic mode. Because it's not something you see usually when guys play on teams. It's, you know, they kind of keep stuff hush hush. It's about winning, but somebody decided they want to say something, and then somebody else did, and somebody else did, and then you realize that, like, especially in today's world with technology, there's cameras on you all the time, and they're going to catch everything, and they're going to find video, and they're going to find instances where they can back up that information, like they're doing there. So it's pretty crazy. See, the one thing I would always just do, and it's always a safe bet, is if you feel like somebody's, you know, kind of like tipping the pitches in from second base, you call your catcher out, you say, hey, call a slider down and away, and I'm going to throw a fastball in his ribs. And then when you do that, they just stop doing that because you don't want to get hurt when you're up there. It's a simple fix.
Yeah, that would send a pretty quick message. Here's an idea. Tell that guy in right field with the computer, I can't hit him, but I can hit you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It stops it real quick. If you feel that way and you feel like that's a legitimate thing, hey, you know, we're going to go with this instead. And, you know, if you're going to cheat, then I'm going to have to do something, you know, because I'm out here trying to, like, make a livelihood of myself, too, and have a career. And if you're going to use technology to funnel stuff down to the dugout, then we're going to make it a little fun game of see how fast you don't want to do that anymore.
Well, how would you feel about this being your own team? Like, we presume that if Houston was doing this, everyone knew about it. Mike Fiers is quoted in the piece. He was pitching for the team. He's like, yeah, we knew. Like, would you feel uneasy, or would you have the take that, hey, everyone's trying to get an edge and probably every other team is doing it, and hey, this might help me win some more ball games?
No, I'd feel uneasy with the technology aspect. I'm cool with the technology as far as watching video and finding things out. Like, you know, you can take my delivery, and you could ghost me in three ways. You could do kind of shadow imaging, me throwing a fastball, me throwing a slider, and me throwing a split finger fastball, and then you can overlap all three of those and sit there and go, whoa, hold on a second, guys, look, on his slider his hands are way down here, you know, on his fastball they're up at his face, and that kind of stuff is cool. But once the game starts, that's your job to remember that information when you go out there. If you can't remember it, that's too bad on you. It should be completely unfair, and I hope there's some repercussions for it, because shouldn't be using technology like that within the game. So before the game, fine. After the game, cool. In your preparation when you're scouting, fine. During the game, play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Do you think if this comes out, like MLB is now, they're going to launch an investigation, and Houston is claiming that they're going to be fully involved and fully transparent. If it turns out that this story is accurate, it was happening, does it tarnish the reputation of the Astros? And if so, how much?
Possibly. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be people who are going to question them winning in 2017, and the things that they've done in subsequent years and even before leading up, because it's like, well, I mean, you were sitting here playing with the cheat codes. You're playing the video game with the cheat codes. So how much, I don't know, but it's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out for sure.
Always appreciate the time, Ryan. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Have a great night.
Ryan Dempster, longtime MLB pitcher, MLB Network analyst.